Commentator Ev Ehrlich says Democrats would be making a mistake if they responded to President Bush's proposal by simply defending the current Social Security system.
There are two reasons why Democrats can't take a pass on a plan to fix Social Security. First, remember that Social Security isn't like a bank account. You don't pay in now and get your money back later. Instead, the taxes young workers pay on Friday go toward the checks retirees get in Monday's mail. The young pay the old. Well, Democrats are now the party of the young. Young voters voted for Kerry by a healthy margin. And if Democrats focus on preserving Social Security, they're saying that younger voters should subsidize further the older ones. If Democrats insist on this approach, they'd run the risk of separating themselves from young folks who are developing lifelong voting habits. But the bigger political problem for Democrats is Hispanics. Over the next 30 years, most of the tens of millions of new retirees in America are going to be white. Most of the new young workers, however, are going to be Hispanic. In fact, the number of white workers is actually going to go down. So, in a sense, Hispanic workers are going to have to pay the benefits for large numbers of relatively better-off white retirees. To put it in crude, even if exaggerated terms, white people expect their benefits to be paid by their domestic workers. Well, if I were a Republican, I'd be talking about privatization in Spanish. It's easier to spin a vision of private accounts than it is to face the hard reality that those accounts won't change the busted finances of the system, or that the government will take them back from you when you retire. The president's plan, right or wrong, presents a vision for the future of Social Security. It's time for Democrats to do the same. That vision should start with fairness. For example, Democrats should propose adjusting benefits to protect low-wage workers from benefit cuts and could raise the cap on the amount of income subject to the payroll tax. And that vision should recognize that most people are completely unprepared for retirement. We should withhold an added 2 or 3% of wages to fund real private accounts that workers actually control and keep, and that would provide benefits in addition to the current system. That is, we could force Americans to save. These solutions are tough, but they're better than borrowing additional trillions of dollars and still not solving the problem. It's time to put a better solution on the table. Democrats can only get so much political mileage from wringing their hands. Soon, they'll need to roll up their sleeves, too.
Commentator Ev Ehrlich is president of a Washington-based economics consulting firm. He was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.